is how we do it.
It's Sunday night, and I feel alright. The party's in Sacramento, sunset.
Okay. Right? Yeah, that's right. I just got really ready to throw out the West Side.
I saw that,
okay,
B.
Okay, well.
Goodness gracious.
I'm sorry.
Welcome aboard, everybody. This is Sacramento Sunset right here on OneTalkNetwork.com. Sure. I'm yours truly, Vince Vicari, and on my left, who is my truly and all of yours, looking super vivacious with a little splurge on this African-influenced vest, complete with golden rhinestones,
yes,
golden earrings, and even though it's windy here in Sacramento this evening, perfect dew.
You see it?
This is the lovely Miss Brittany Buna Rossman.
What's up, hand clap?
Hey, B.
Haven't done it in a while.
Good to see you back.
Someone called me the female version of Aladdin today.
Ooh.
With this vest.
Okay.
You see that?
Let me get you a little hat on top.
Yeah, a little hat.
Now I'm in a whole new world with you. Tonight on the show, we're going to be talking with a lovely woman. I don't want to say girl because she's a woman.
The woman,
Kia.
Yes.
And she is a fashionista on the corporate side of the design world. And so we're going to be going behind the scenes. And I'm anxious to see what she has to say because it's not about the stuff. I mean, we usually talk about people who put stuff out. It's the visual things, what you see going on in the stores and in person.
Right, right.
But our guest tonight, Kia, is going to be talking to us about behind the scenes, kind of the more corporate, the business mm-hmm. side.
It's finally the other side of the story, I feel.
Yes.
Like to wrap it up for
yes.
us here.
To yes. wrap it up and deliver this gift called fashion.
I love it.
So I want to ask her what the term visual merchandiser means.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Kia will be on here in a couple of few. In the meantime, we're playing along with you guys on Twitter at Sac Sunset, also on Instagram at Sac Sunset, and then Facebook.com/Sacramento Sunset. So if you're watching the show live on Ustream, you can chat with us and ask us questions. We'll answer them, play some games with the guests as well as ourselves.
Yay.
And so much more. B, I haven't seen you for 2 weeks because we took last week off for Easter.
Did you miss me?
Of course I missed you.
Good, because I missed you too, Deb. I've been great. Easter was great. Hung out with the niece and stuff. It didn't rain, so I got to wear my Sunday best dress. You
okay.
feel me?
Uh-huh.
And I had the neon yellow pumps.
Really?
With a
for church, B?
Wait for it. With a traditional white and black nice dress. Very
okay.
traditional, very old school dress.
Okay, okay.
But you have to, add some spizzazz to it.
Spizzazz.
Okay? You got to add some 21st century being at Rossman spizzazz.
Uh-huh.
And you add the neon small, they weren't hoop earrings, small little stud earrings that were neon yellow to smash my neon pumps.
Okay.
It was to die for. I'll tell you that right now.
Wow. So you're the best dressed woman in church.
I try.
Not even that one old lady with a big hat.
No, you know she was there and she was rocking it herself. It was actually the preacher's wife, so she did it real big.
For real?
Yeah. She was rocking the old school, like, huge hat with the matching suit. Skirt suit, if you will.
Do you think it's like an obligation or responsibility to be the preacher's wife and just have like a loud, huge collection of hats?
You know what's funny is she does have her eclectic little hat gallery, I feel, in her
uh-huh.
house. But she doesn't do it too much. It's never like overdoing it. So some weeks she won't wear it, and then she'll just pounce on you with one of them, you know, and you're
okay.
like, oh, okay, I see you.
She
Sister
reminds
Carter,
everybody.
I see you.
She reminds everybody who she is and what she does,
uh-huh.
what she's all about.
Exactly. So she's pretty cute. Pretty cute.
Excellent, B.
How have you been, Dad?
I'm good. I went down to Los Angeles and went to the Paid Dues Festival.
L.A.
Yeah.
Shout out to Clarence Maple. He's from L.A. He's
yeah, only my second time ever in that area.
Really?
Yes.
The second time?
Yeah, so I went to San Bernardino to check out the Paid Dues Hip Hop Festival to go watch our homies of First Dirt. Shout out to Timothy Rhyme
oh, wow.
and the whole family. They earned a spot on the stage. So we went to go watch them perform.
No.
Yes.
That's so dope.
It's very cool. So all those kind of cool famous cats, including mm-hmm. Immortal Technique, Tech N9ne, Kendrick Lamar, Macklemore, Ryan Lewis, all those people.
Kendrick was there?
Yes, all those people that everyone talks about. And we spent Easter in L.A. with my fashion friend, Tiana Vega.
Oh, nice.
Founder and creator of TianaVega.com clothing line. And I hit up some great thrift stores down there.
Mm-hmm.
Got some
thrifty.
Sweet jackets. Yeah, Salvation Army and Eco
Thrift.
Why didn't
you wear one tonight? It's freezing over
oh,
here in Sacramento.
Oh, because the jacket's too nice.
Oh, it's just too nice to
but
wear
But this shirt is new. It's from the 1990 Eagle Aloha Bowl halftime show shirt I'm wearing. I'm going to ask our guest what she thinks about it in a minute.
Okay, great.
Okay, right when we get there, B, to San Bernardino, this guy says, oh, you want a cool place to eat? Go to this Southern Kitchen, Southern Comfort Food, Southern Kitchen. So me and my buddy Sergio, he's Colombian, I'm Italian-American, so we go into this Southern Comfort Food joint.
What's the name of it?
Southern Comfort Kitchen or something like that, like something very basic.
Okay.
Go in there. It is so authentic to, like, the atmosphere. It was so hot in there. This frog, a swamp fan, hits you when you walk in and blasts some air on you. Not even cold air, just moving air around.
Wow.
There's two women of color.
My aunties.
Yes.
Okay. What are they doing?
They were cooking and taking orders, and they were heavy set. Not to be fun, but you just kind of set the scenario.
Yeah, sure.
And then
sure.
Everyone in there was black.
Yes.
And we walk in there, and, you know, we're having a good time, so we order some. I remember what I got because I was fasting. So
stop lying. When I got macaroni and cheese. Of all black people here at home.
I got mac and cheese, a little bit of pepper on top, and then I also got some macaroni salad. No, potato salad.
Potato salad.
I couldn't eat meat that day because a religious obligation. Yeah.
Yes.
And then my homie had fish and chips and some fruit punch. And I guess, okay, you pay at the end. It's a tiny hole in the wall joint. So we pay at the end. We finish eating. And we go to leave. We're like, all right, bye, thanks. Walk out the door. And then all of a sudden, front door, we hear, excuse me. And I look, come back in, and everyone's turned around and looks at me. Like, you didn't pay. And I'm like, oh, my God. And so I realized that.
No, you forgot?
Yes, and we got called out in front of the whole restaurant. I was the only person, only non-black person
that's
in there.
That's how my aunties do it. They got to get paid, my friend.
And I felt, like, so embarrassed.
What do you mean? Like, I thought,
you
like,
at
every
end.
Restaurant, you pay at the end.
No. They don't give you a receipt or a tab. It's not a sit-down restaurant. You walk up to a register, tell them what you want.
Okay.
Sit down. They bring it to you. When you're done, you go back up to the register and pay for it.
Oh.
You don't have it. They don't come and set a receipt
set
down next to you.
Down.
It's that old school.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I went up and paid. I felt bad. I was put on the spot and everyone's looking at me. And I was like, oh, geez. But I paid. We're on good terms.
Oh, you left on okay terms.
Yes.
Okay.
They had that's amazing the most macaroni and cheese. Part.
Naturally.
And then I just ate cookies the whole rest of the time.
Oh,
dumb. B, before we go any further.
Yes. Are you in the Sacramento magazine? Sac State?
It's Sac State magazine. It comes out, I don't know, a couple issues a year.
Yeah, I got it mailed to my house.
And then there's a, it's alumni month. So they have something called Class Notes in the Sac State magazine.
Uh-huh.
Where they have notes from all kinds of alumni from, you know, the 60s on up to now.
On to you and I.
And it was, how do you know that?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
It was brought to my attention that me and Brittany are both in this. Read it, B. Read what it
Shut
says.
Up.
I have no idea how it got in here. I truthfully don't
Hold
know how
on,
it's in.
Before I read it. That
oh,
is
yeah,
so
there you go. I forgot.
Dope. Yeah, we're
forgot
on
we're on
video
camera
here.
Tonight. I
we're on video too.
Pardon my hair.
Vincent McCary.
Please, just Vince. Thank
sorry.
You.
Okay, sorry. Journalism. And Brittany Rossman, our co-host of the Sacramento Sunset radio podcast, streaming live every Sunday night at 10 p.m. The two started the program while working at Sac State Student Run online radio station, KSSU.com.
B.
Hand clap. Are you serious?
I'm serious. There it is. It's published in the
How
magazine.
How did it get in here?
I have no clue, but thank you, Sac State, for recognizing
oh,
what we do.
Oh, namaste, Sac State. Thank
yeah.
you.
So, yeah, it's us, Vince McCary cool. and Brittany Rossman, class of 2010, journalism, bachelor's degree.
Holla.
So just so we didn't think we were legit, we are.
We are. And Sac State recognizes us.
Yeah, so I want to come share that with you,
thank
B.
Thank you, Dad. That was an awesome surprise. I feel really warm.
It's hot in here, that's why.
Oh, okay. Great.
But I feel just well. Are we going to take is it a commercial break time already? My Kindle's not working or no one's
Oh, no. We just we're having a guest come in at 10:15, which is you know, yours truly.
Cute. Okay, cool.
So, we're not doing it.
Okay, that being said, B, how much money have you ever spent at a thrift store in one visit?
You're going to be so upset at me.
You don't shop at thrift stores?
No, it's not that I don't shop. It's that I've never been to one. I would love to go to a thrift store.
Really?
Because I feel like my style is will be in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
My other thing, quick question before I go on.
Talk to me.
Do thrift stores accept debit or is it cash?
I think they accept debit.
Okay, great. Because then that would have been another problem. Like, I'd never carry cash around. Because you're always talking about how I go to yard sales and stuff.
Yes.
I would kind of be down for a yard sale, you know, extravaganza, but I never carry cash around.
Oh, it's
I
worth
always
your,
have
it's worth
my
your
card,
while,
and that's it. So, No, I have never been to a thrift store, but I feel like I would do a lot of damage.
Oh, I did Salvation Army down in San Bernardino.
Yeah.
We happened to come in on a half-off day where everything is half-off.
Price.
Everything. I looked at furniture just in case.
Good. Just in look. However couches. You were going to throw into your SUV, whatever would fit.
I looked at a fridge just because, just to make sure. I already have a refrigerator, but if it was a good deal.
I looked at a fridge.
So I bought a sweet jacket. We saw it from across the room.
Mm-hmm.
Red. Zip up with some big buttons, like the buttons were the size of like a Sacagawea, like dollar, you know, those gold buttons.
Yeah, I know those gold buttons.
These ones were bright red, flannel interior, and on the left side, like where the breast pocket should be,
mm-hmm.
was a Jurassic Park patch.
No way.
Yes. It looks like somebody who worked at Jurassic Park. This is the jacket you would wear.
That you would wear on set or something.
Yes, and on the back was a picture of a T-Rex and like a description of what a T-Rex is and what it does.
Honey, why didn't you wear that? You just told me off the air. Guys, I asked him, why didn't you wear your new thrift shop, you know, sounds like a prized possession jacket? And his answer was, it's too nice.
Well, and
why can't you share it with me and the rest of the world?
Okay, you're right. I was waiting to wear it for my next like performance on stage,
mm-hmm.
but I guess I could wear it here to the show.
No, yeah.
I'll wear it next week then.
Like, I feel really left out. I wore my new Aladdin vest and you couldn't wear.
You're right. Oh, I come from a land on the third floor of Nordstrom's. The Caravan Camels shop.
Oh my God. Whoever's out there is going to want to watch Aladdin now.
Yeah.
With you singing.
I used to want to be Aladdin when I was growing up. Either Aladdin or Mowgli.
I wanted to be Princess Jasmine when I was growing up.
She's very exotic.
Very.
And I love all that hair.
She had a lot of hair.
Right? But I would like them to be like, you know, like a Aladdin Part 4 where like Aladdin or Jasmine gets like some braids. Gets her hair braided.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Aladdin gets kind of like a little fade.
Stop.
And kind of one of those designs buzz into it, you know?
Stop.
How cool would that be?
It would be the 21st century Aladdin and Jasmine. Basically.
You know, they'd be like in their like early to mid 30s, a couple of kids, but they'd be like with it.
Maybe about it. About
you know?
Business. Oh, yeah, I know.
Can you feel me?
I know. This Aladdin vest got me the Bee's Bus Stop story of the hour today.
Talk to me,
Bee. Thought I'd share with you because I know you love this, and we have our lovely guest coming in now so she can be a part of this too.
Okay.
But before we get to the guests, I have to share this story with you.
Okay.
So I'm by myself in customer service because we're about to close. And there's a young gentleman that's coming up. Okay.
Young? How young?
Well, he's like our age. So he's probably in the range
early of... Early 40s. Just kidding.
No. He was probably ranging from, I don't know, 23, 24 to like 29-ish.
Okay.
And so he comes up, he's like, he's trying,
uh-huh.
His trend is trying. So it's like, he's still in the like baggy pants era, but they're white. Okay. And you don't really see that many like gangsters baggy, wearing white baggy jeans. So okay. That was new. So okay. You could tell
uh-huh.
He was trying to work it. They had just like a white top, or a red top and like a red hat or something like that.
Okay.
And he comes strolling up and I'm like, oh, are you here to get your cash back? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, wow. And I'm like, What's wrong? Is everything okay? He's just like, well, I didn't know I was going to walk up into this amazing beauty. And I was like, oh, sir, you're so sweet, you know, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, it's really nice to hear compliments. We as people, we should compliment each other more. I feel like sometimes we don't, you know, just compliment folks when we see them. We want to open our mouths, but we don't. So that means a lot. I thank you for opening your mouth. That's really cool. And he's like, anyone's out there that wouldn't compliment you, they should go straight to the HE double hockey stick, girl. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then of course he like proceeds to just be like, married boyfriend, what's going on here?
Single,
how can
divorced.
I be how yeah, how can I be in your lifestyle? And I was just like,
in your lifestyle, so
in
not
your
life.
Lifestyle. It was one of the craziest interactions.
And what did you say?
Yet.
You can start by shopping in Nordstrom's once a week, taking me to Nordstrom Cafe for lunch.
Yeah, he said he'd take me wherever
and
I want.
And waxing my car. What's up? The Koba needs a little shine.
It was funny.
See, you didn't give him the Facebook?
I didn't give him the Facebook.
The Instagram?
Not the Insta or the Facebook, no.
Okay.
Give him a smile, though. Winning smile.
That's us gentlemen we shoot for.
Uh-huh.
We will go approach women just to see that smile.
Just to see the smile.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
My day's complete.
See you later.
Mm-hmm. One time I got three girls to smile on me.
Three?
I was good for like a year.
Shut up. That is amazing.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Is that true internationally? Do we take breaks or not anymore?
We're going to go straight into Kia.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Okay, sweet. Because I would get confused at the commercial breaks.
I know.
I'm supposed to sing or dance. Okay, so taking the stage right in front of us on microphone 3, got the fresh lip gloss lip balm just
applied.
You got
it on. Yes. She's ready.
It's Kia. Welcome aboard, Kia.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
How are you doing?
I've actually been sick for the last couple days.
Really? Oh. Allergies or sick sick?
Sick sick.
What?
Like, what are symptoms? Let's talk about it.
We're doctors.
We're doctors.
You can diagnose
the doctor
me.
Uh-huh.
Well, my gland was swollen.
No, not the
and
glands.
I had an earache, so it kind of hurt to speak earlier.
Uh-huh.
But I took some lemon herb tea and I feel a little more productive.
Do we feel we're on the verge of an ear infection?
You know what? I was actually concerned about that because it really was borderline. Mm-hmm. But right now I feel okay, so I'm going to see how I feel tomorrow before I go to the doctor.
Right. You now, take it easy.
I'll take over now, B. No, okay, put your
I'm just the nurse.
Put apparently. Your left hand. This is Nurse Brittany. Thank you, B. Please go get the next patient.
Sure.
Put left hand up in the air.
Okay.
Hot. Okay. Do you feel anything?
No. My arm is getting tired.
Can you touch the roof? No?
No.
Oh. Okay, you might be sick.
Okay.
I'm not sure. B, write out a prescription because Kia needs to go back to work tomorrow and handle business. And we can't be having these swollen glands.
We can't have the swollen glands. Well, we're so happy that you came in despite how you're feeling, so thank you.
Of course.
I like your hair, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm impressed with both of you ladies because it's so windy tonight, but you guys look perfectly poised.
You're welcome. Yeah, we tried. Did you see it? You missed her flick
the
back.
The hair flip.
There it is. We tried.
I see you, Kia.
I can do that with my bangs a little bit. You see?
Jeez. I'll leave my curls out of this. All right, so I want to know, Kia, what do you describe yourself as? Because I want to compare the notes I was taking as I was preparing to talk to you tonight.
I am in fashion. I do styling, personal styling, shopping, and I was also a visual merchandiser for the last 4.5 years.
Perfect. I wrote down visual merchandiser, but I personally don't know really what that means. So for the average person, what is a visual merchandiser?
It is probably one of the most popular majors, visual merchandising and marketing. We create and enforce the aesthetics of the store. So we make sure the mannequins are done properly and they are predicting, we call it forecasting, fashion trends. And then we also upkeep the store to make sure it's shopper friendly for the customers.
You know what it reminds me of? Is kind of like, because I work at Nordstrom, and we have a visual team, merchandising.
Have the best.
Actual team.
Nordstrom off the hook?
Nordstrom's probably one of the, I would say the higher end, obviously, for obvious reasons, but Neiman's, Barney's, Nordstrom's.
It's very good. Like, I just see them running around during the store, and it just, like, makes the store come to life. But what I was going to kind of compare it to is, like, for someone that's not sure, like an interior designer. Like, you know, people go into houses and they make it the home. They make it feel the way that they want the person walking in to feel like. And that's kind of what they do.
Interesting.
They make the feel of the store.
That is one of our fields. Like, our job kind of facets to other things, and interior design is one of them.
How did you get started in that? Is this something you go to school for, or did you just kind of like get underneath someone's wings who kind of like groomed
the
you
wind
to
beneath.
Do?
Well, you guys interviewed my business partner a couple weeks ago, Noelle.
That's right. Yes. With Fine Tuned Threads, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. And she actually got me interested in fashion. So I started off designing, but I really like styling better, and so I end up getting into retail. And speaking of Nordstrom's, I end up working at Nordstrom's, and that's our floor, the back room that we had for our department, kind of shared with the visual department, and that's what sparked my interest in visuals.
Interesting.
And from then, I sought out to be in that field.
Yeah,
it was a goal.
Just because you start working up front at the register, or like that girl up front is like, "Hey, welcome to PacSun." Doesn't mean that that's where, whatever it is, I don't know. That's where Kim in mind. But But that's not where that job stops.
No.
There's right. a whole other avenue, different paths you can explore, right?
Exactly. And a lot of the visuals, I was a visual manager for the company I was working for. And we had, I promoted sales associates into, because they just had the knack for it. So sometimes you can go to school for years and not have the knack for it. It's something that's just organic a lot of the times. And it's really a matter of opinion, just like the rest of the fashion industry. But you kind of take your own creativity within the boundaries of the company you work for, and I think that's where you shine, is how do I follow the rules and still break the rules at the same time.
Interesting.
Do you find yourself, like, as far as where you want to go now with your stuff? Because if we think about it in a sense of, so Nordstrom, because I work there, so that's the easiest to go to. Nordstrom has sent stuff from, like, you know, a higher, like, corporate place as to, this is how I want it to look. Make sure that you, you know, put it this way, but you can add your whatever if you like, but I want it to look this way. Have you ever thought about being that person to be like, I want it this way, and make sure the people in the mannequins and all that, you know what I mean?
Oh, no. When I was with the last company I was with, I was part of the creative process. I ended up moving into the field position, which is more on the management side. So it ended up being the creative team and then the field team. So they created We Enforce.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
But initially, I was part of the creative process. And a lot of things the company does to this day are from me.
Gotcha.
So whether it's a fold or a trick or something, I help implement that, which was really cool.
So not to give away, not to give away your secrets, but what do you mean by like a trick? Or like, give me an example of some.
Visual.
Well, I mean, I get it. I walk into the store and I see everything. But is there some kind of rule about putting stuff in windows or putting stuff in the center of the floor, or guy and girl mannequins together? How many mannequins can be together? Is there stuff like that?
There is a rhyme and reason. The company pretty much made, you know, the owner of the company that I was working for kind of set out to say what he wanted, and we took and ran with that. We're all women's stores, so the men's side obviously wasn't there. However, I'm a tomboy, so you will always see that in my styling. And when I did do windows, I did windows actually for a year, and it was so nerve-wracking to know that the stores nationwide were all copying what I was doing. I couldn't, it was too much pressure for me. I'm more of the management side. I was a little bit more at ease then. But, you, when I say tricks, it's kind of an illusion. You want, it's like a grocery store. You put the milk in the back, so every, when you have to go to milk, you pass everything so you can end up shopping before you get the milk. That's exactly what we do.
Okay.
We want you to buy.
Right.
See, they messed up because they put the cookies kind of up front, and that's all I need. When I go to cookies, it's like right there. Like the express checkout, I'm out.
You're hilarious.
But I know you're saying like the candy bars up front.
Yeah, and but my you Star, still might look at that U.S. Weekly.
No, Star Magazine, I go for the trash. I believe everything on there.
The trash, then?
I thought Hillary Clinton's died like six times already. And, like, Oprah got launched into space, and she never came back. I'm like, oh, my God. Just kidding.
Stop.
I don't believe those things in those magazines.
Are you sure?
I think kind of lightweight does.
But I heard Kim Kardashian's having a baby koala. That's what I heard. That's a so weird, but celebrities koala. Do when they get pregnant. They just, whatever.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding.
Kia, I have a question for you that's kind of going away from the visual merchandising, but I also heard that you were a buyer before. And that's something that kind of interests me on as far as how you get stuff into the store, right?
We had a buying department on where I was, but we did give our feedback with the visual. We know, especially demographic, like I had 9 stores, so every store was different demographically. So we could help them in saying what sells here, what sells there, and vice versa. But I wasn't, per se, in the buying.
In the
department.
Buying.
Yeah,
okay,
we
gotcha.
Just all, you did reports, you gave your feedback. We all worked together to make sure we're making those numbers. So, but No, not as much as I would have liked to. I'm pretty sure my whole department would back me up on this and saying that we all wish we were had a better hand in the buying because mm-hmm. there were some things that shouldn't have made it to the
store.
Made
it to the store.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very true.
So. Huh.
Okay, my mind's buzzing with all kinds of stuff. We're going to play some games and stuff in a little bit with Kia as well. And if you guys are at home or in your car or studying wherever you are, if you want to jump in the conversation, you can at Sac Sunset. You can tweet us some questions or comments as well as facebook.com/Sacramento Sunset. We'll be factoring those questions and comments into our show via our Kindle and our intern, our producer. So stand by for those. And we're going to play some games with you in a little bit, Kia. I want to know, like... So you said Nordstrom is, like, off the hook with their visual merchandising. I want to know what store kind of sucks, for lack of a better word. Like, just kind of needs help. Ew. And let me help you out with a suggestion. Like, mm-hmm. Anchor Blue, what happened to that place? Because that was, like, where I got my cholo on when I had to go get, like, my super baggy jeans for, like, $15. Wow. I even bought some chonies from there, from underwear.
Did you?
Yeah. It wasn't a good buy. Now that I look back on it, I'm like, this weren't.
I bought overalls from there. That's how long, yeah, that's how long ago.
I used to go once. Yeah. Once
like the long one, the long pant ones, and you would rubber band the bottoms of them so you could
rubber
see.
Band the bottoms.
Oh, yeah. It got really gangster in high school.
Okay. Well, I was missing out. I used to go once a year and buy some jean shorts that came down like halfway down my ankle.
Oh, they're so the baggy.
But not like capri, like fitted to my leg, but just like, you know, like.
Ooh, straight legged.
Yeah, straight leg. You could fit like four people's legs in them.
Oh,
like
yeah. No, I call them man capris.
Man capris.
That's what I call them too.
But I would get a pair and just wear them like all summer long. You know, like you just slip them on, good to go.
Slip them on?
Yeah, because they're kind of big. I just put a belt on. That was good.
Oh, my gosh. You still have those then because I've seen you wear them.
Yeah, and I had some that got holes in
they
the
have
back.
Holes.
I had
to give
them. Okay, yeah. I put everything in my back pocket and I stretched them out. But, anyways, Anchor Blue went bankrupt or out of business. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
She's like, I don't follow crappy stories.
You know what it is? All honesty, and this is, you guys will see the evolution once I say this. We're in a time where it's about fast fashion. So the Forever 21s, I came from Love Culture. Mm-hmm. They are trumping the more quality. It's more now quantity over quality. And so a lot of stores are suffering. I think Nordstrom's have their success because of their customer service. I worked there, so I know the dynamics of that company and probably one of the best places I ever worked for, ever. But they make sure they follow up with their customers. They have their sales three times a year, the anniversary and the half yearly. So they do certain things that promotes, you know, their returning customers. Mm-hmm. So big companies like that will maintain. Macy's is right there in the middle, but if you see, they're always having some kind of weekly sale, Saturday sale, Wednesday sale, and it's because they're trying to compete with the lower end stores. I mean, Forever 21 is $1 billion company. They're worldwide. They're like 500 something stores worldwide. So when you have this easy access, oh, this is only $20, are you going to go here and pay, spend $100 and get a whole bunch of stuff, or go spend $100 and get one thing? And that's what's happening right now.
Interesting. And so that kind of stuff maybe put places like Anchor Blue out of business. Yeah. I don't know where you can buy Dickies now, and you know.
Walmart. Where's the Walmart? You can buy Dickies. No, for real.
Really?
And JCPenney still has Dickies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what would you say is kind of like a lower, like doesn't have their, I mean, do you walk into some stores, like say you're out with your family or friends, they don't do what you do, but they want to go to the mall, and they say, let's go in X store, and you go in there. What does your mind do?
I don't think you can escape it, huh?
No, it's not. And I'm very OCD, so especially when it comes to clothes, so I'm always mentally merchandising. And there's two different things. A visual is mainly window displays and displays throughout the store and kind of the interior design, and then the merchandisers deal with the clothes. And in Nordstrom's, there's two different things. In Macy's, Barney's, like the bigger, higher-end stores, there are two different teams. Where I was, we were all the same. So naturally now I'm looking at windows like that tag's not tucked in. Why is her shirt wrinkled? Or I'm, you know, going to the store and like, why isn't that folded back? Or because I was a manager too. I had a staff. So I'm always like, no, no, no. So I'm like Joe Jackson. I kid you not, Mike. I mean, my team loved me, but I was seriously like Joe Jackson. I was like, I want perfection.
Right.
Or we have to win. Or if there was a floor set contest or anything, I wanted my at least one of my stores to win or be a contestant. So I was really on them.
Awesome.
But most of them made it to corporate, so yeah. It helped. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did they ever like send you in because you were so good that they were like, look, we just saved this store?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Same. Tell us about it. I just see your face.
This is a Kia Save segment for those who are just tuning in. Go ahead.
We've had stores that did not receive the proper training at the time of opening. We did guerrilla style opening. So your training was the amount of time our team was there to open your store if you were in store employee. So a lot of times you didn't pick up or didn't get enough training during that time, and so your store may have fallen apart from that opening to your next visit, and so they'll send me in to recover the store, and it will take like a week.
Do you get like hazard pay for that?
No.
You know, like in case you're like going in a dangerous area or a crappy area.
I wish, but you know what? It was really cool what I did. I was also on the expansion team, so I traveled nationwide. So I've been all over this country. Yeah.
So they were sending you to Denver, Colorado,
Seattle. New York, Seattle. I was Pacific Northwest, so two stores I had were in Seattle.
Okay.
And Oregon, Virginia, Florida, Houston.
Wow.
All over the country.
And your job is to come in and just save them and just kind of
It was between
stuff.
The two. I would either go open a store or go recover the store.
Interesting.
And they would like just put you up like
hotel. We got reimbursed, you know, for our food and everything, but yeah, it's the gift and the curse. We put in man hours though, like we would have 20-hour shifts sometimes working.
Wow.
And was it paid off of hours or salary?
We were salaried.
See, that's how they get you, managers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. So the store opening.
Put them in, yeah.
Our CEO said, I want it open by Tuesday, and it was Sunday. The store opened by Tuesday.
And you did not sleep.
She just went sleep, but she gets paid.
And it was a team
salary.
Of us, so don't get me wrong. I'm not Superman.
Yeah, of course.
But we all put in a lot of work between all of us.
Yeah. Not Superman, she is Wonder Woman.
She is Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a story about, like, the crappiest store you ever had to recover, and tell me what was going on. You got a name what the company was, but can you just tell us a story?
Ooh, I would have to say.
You can tell us the name if you want to.
I have three, like, actually.
Who three?
Oof.
Houston, Virginia, one of the stores in Virginia, and then a store in New Jersey. And the store in New Jersey was, at the time, our largest store. So it was a hot mess. And if you know our store, we only get size runs in so much. Like, so one piece might only have, like, 20, 30 pieces to it.
Mm-hmm.
So once it sells out, we had to blend it and make it look like it was still part of a set.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So just imagine all these different pieces randomly everywhere. So there's no rhyme or reason. So you pretty much have to gut the store and start over.
Interesting.
Oh, Seattle. My store, actually.
My store did it.
I went and, like I said, we call them onesies. So once it sold down, it was only like one piece left. It was kind of hard to blend. The store manager thought it was a great idea to put the whole stock room full of these onesies. But what she's failing to realize is that's like thousands of dollars worth of merchandise not on the floor that we could be selling. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So you're getting new shipment every day. It's already to capacity. Now I have to fit in this whole stock room full of merchandise.
Interesting.
Onto the floor.
Wow.
I had an anxiety attack. It's like, this can't be real life.
Yeah, right. Am I punked right now? Anyone? Ashton, come out.
Yes.
That would be crazy.
And it was always a battle between operations and visuals. Mm-hmm. So and like it got nasty
the
sometimes.
The employees, they were like fighting you.
Yeah.
You're just some chick coming from who knows where.
I've had my run-ins.
I would imagine.
Dang. We have some stuff to get to and ask, B. Do you have those on hand right now?
Yes, I have them on hand.
Okay.
Technically on iPhone.
Oh. Okay.
This is a game that we love to play with our with our guest, Kia. So it, we call, what do we call it? Name that? Word that? I forget. It's name that. And
I call it run that.
He calls it run that, which it has no association to the game. But name that, run that, we'll add that into it. And it's basically we're going to just shout out a word. The first thing that comes to your mind about that word, you just blurt out and say it.
PG-14.
And PG-14 and a half. And you don't have a long time, so you can't just sit, you're sitting there. Like, first thing that pops up.
All right.
Are you ready for this?
Let's see. Let's do this.
Let's do this. I wish we had, like, game theme music. Okay. So, first word. Dolce.
Gabbana.
Jeggings.
Ill.
Apple.
Sorry.
Apple.
iPhone.
Simpsons.
Bart.
Macy's.
DoorDash. I don't know. I just got stuck. Polo.
Chimichangas.
Yummy.
Mm-hmm. Roscoe's.
Super yummy. I just ate there last week.
Really?
Yes.
Yum. L.A.
My heart. That's my home. Mm. I love L.A. I just got back today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You may have saw Vince down there. He was out there too for Easter.
He's on top of the Capitol.
On top of the Capitol. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sorry. Venice.
Beach.
Couture.
Christian Dior.
Thrift shop.
Me.
Boogie.
Down.
Crossroads.
Overrated.
Overrated. No, that was good. Hand clap for Kia, everyone in the studio. That went well.
Thank you.
Very good. She was pretty fast, actually. Our first guest that like kind of went like this.
Yeah. Jordache. That must be a women's clothes.
Oh, yeah, that's like 80s. I don't know. Yeah. That's how old I am. I just showed my age.
So you don't like jeggings? Do you not like leggings either?
Oh, no. I have like, I just counted because I reorganize. Oh, I merchandise my room all the time.
You merchandise your room?
So much clothes.
You have mannequins in your room?
I used to. I have them in storage, though. But I have like 42 pairs of leggings.
What?
42?
In the same color, or what's the deal?
No, they're all, I think different. I get bored really easily, mm-hmm. and so if it has a print and I wear it, they're kind of done, like, I don't want to wear
it's
it.
It's because
again.
Of the print, though.
Yeah.
Because you notice the solid ones, you're cool with.
Yeah, I re-wear the solid ones all the time, but if I get a print, I just, once I wear, I think I'm a Kardashian or something. As soon as I wear something, I'm done.
It's done. Mm-hmm.
So that's how they operate. Right, what's it going to take to get... I want a mannequin in my room so I can just like put my favorite outfit on it. How much do they go for?
You know, I don't know. I've always been really... I mean, working in retail, you kind of get the leftovers. Mm-hmm. So something broke or we restocked. Mm-hmm. We got to take home the old stuff. And then Jessica McClintock went out of business. And we saw them cleaning out their store, me and Noelle. Mm-hmm. And we asked them for their mannequins.
Really?
And they gave them to you? They just gave them to you.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
we
awesome.
Walked by, just like, ooh, they're cleaning out. It's like, we should ask them for their bus form. She's like, no.
No.
Like, I'm going to ask. And I asked.
And then there's these two chicks walking
out. They really were like, yeah, that's fine.
She was like, let me ask our manager or the guy that was in charge of the clean out. He was out somewhere talking on the phone. When he came back, he gave it to us. So
I can picture you two walking out of the mall, no shopping bags, but carrying some mannequins over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Everyone I think that's worked for my company has a mannequin somewhere in their house.
Really?
Because we always re-upped or something. If a finger broke, we took it off the floor because it was just tacky.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
So we didn't trash them. We took them home.
Sweet.
That is so cool. You mentioned something that I have to touch on, though, because we got a little scope, a little microscopic look into your room, but I want to talk about it.
Okay.
As a visual merchandiser, what does your room look like because of your job?
You know, I hate clutter, so everything is stored.
As a visual person
yes. And I have...
I feel
everything
like there's
has
like
a place.
Categories and everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a category. So it's like t-shirts, but it still goes by prints and then color.
No.
And then crew necks, and it goes by print and color.
And are these hanging or are these drawers?
These are on the top shelf of my closet.
They're
okay,
mannequins.
Top shelf. Okay,
so they're
got
all folded.
It.
And then the closet goes by like trouser pants or some kind of
those are the men's
dressy
the,
pants
the, like girl men's
to
pants.
Dresses interesting. Mm-hmm. To jerseys to dress shirts to coats.
Sounds like this is in alphabetical order too.
It is, and then color it's still coordinated
naturally.
And then the bottom, I'm a sneaker freak, so I have all my sneakers on one side and then pants on another. Mm-hmm. And then I have the drawer full of leggings. I have a storage. I have, like, seriously have to pay monthly for storage.
Wow.
Because I have to transfer, like, my summer clothes from the winter.
No.
And then my hall closet is coats. I have a storage on my patio that has clothes in it. I have a suitcase underneath.
underneath. See, this is why I asked this question.
My, one of my nightstands full of, like, skirts and onesies or, like,
yeah, the leotard thing. Yeah.
How do you remember where all this is? Or do you have a map?
I seriously, if you came and took something out of my closet, I could look and tell you what you took.
Really?
Yeah. I have like a photographic memory, so.
That Holy is moly. Amazing.
I would imagine, I was thinking like, here, your closet is like three times the size of your bedroom. Like, you have a normal size bedroom, and you step into this door, and it's just like a warehouse.
It's a warehouse.
And
yes.
You get like on a golf cart, and you just drive down. Oh, you want a skirt? Hop in.
In my head, that's what it looks like. Uh-huh. In reality, it's like I have a chair in my room, and behind the chair, I had to hide sweats because I have nowhere else to put them.
Behind the chair.
I have like four people that probably have like a bag full of my clothes right now because they borrow for their performances. Like, you guys interviewed Jasmine not too long ago. I styled her.
Right.
So, yeah, people borrow for their appearances or performances or whatever they're going to do. So I have people with clothes out.
Of yours.
Yeah. So I have to figure out, once they bring them back, it's a headache to figure out how to get it back in.
Interesting.
No, wait. So you just became your own retail store.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you charge people.
Like, do you charge? So people rent from you is what happens.
I've been asked by my friends, like, told actually by my friends, you need to start charging, but it's...
Yes.
Jasmine is one of my clients, so I'm not going to ever... We work together.
Right.
But everyone else, I'm thinking that's a good idea, because
no,
people
it's genius.
Really...
Well, someone puts a hole in something or rip something.
They need insurance. They need to buy your insurance.
Sign on dotted line.
A lot
and
of times...
And it's $2 if there's a rip.
That's true, see?
I'm saying.
We're making contracts here. I shop at the thrift stores a lot, and this is on top of all this. I constantly clean out my closet.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So I'm not a hoarder. It's like every couple months there's a bag that goes somewhere,
like Goodwill or yeah, to somebody, mm-hmm.
or I sell clothes or whatever. But I constantly clean it out, so there's no reason why I should have this much stuff. Oh, I hate talking about it.
No, we love it.
Sorry.
We're still in the meat. Is there other people in your household, and what do they think of all this?
Yes, and they're just as bad as I am.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes. I come from a family of this, so it's no one person can really say, and my friends are the same way. The friend I was staying with in LA, she's one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. We worked together at the last company we were with, and she has the most insane like, I have nothing on this kid.
Uh-oh.
On one hanger, there's probably like four or five things on one hanger, and then you still have to like squeeze in to even get stuff out. Then she has all these crates at the bottom of her floor underneath all the clothes, full of clothes, shelves, dressers, another closet full of coats. So I'm around people that are just like me.
Uh-huh.
So I don't see the awfulness in it yet.
It's not even awful. I just feel like they don't make rooms big enough anymore these
they
days.
They don't.
Thank you. I just need my own... Because I'm feeling really guilty as you're talking right now, so I'll just go ahead and add to the fire here. But I'm just alike. I feel like you have way more clothes than me, but somehow... I have that same problem. I have plastic drawers one place. I have the hard, you know, heavy wood drawers another place. I have Walmart bins full of boots and shoes and jeans, and on the top I have my kicks and my dunks and I can't even move my closet mm-hmm. space. Like my clothes, I cannot even move to the right or left in my closet.
So this, I think, has gone from like
a visual merchandiser thing to just a woman thing. Like, I feel like if intern Ashley were to chime in, she's like, yeah, no, I put clothes on the ceiling.
It's men.
Gotta hang them from the roof.
Yeah, men do. It's just maybe not you, Deb, but there are people that are like us that are of the male species.
Yes.
I swear.
My best friend probably has 200 pairs of sneakers, if not
Thank
more.
Thank you.
And clothes.
What do you
top
put
of
all
clothes?
Of those?
Well, they line them up like they work at Champs, and you just go in and you pull the
yeah.
sides.
And you get on a ladder.
You get all your boxes, and
yeah,
you can
exactly.
read. It says what your shoe
what
is
you
on
need.
The box,
exactly.
so you're just like, okay.
That's how mine are, too. They're, like, stacked up, like, because I worked at Champs for a minute, and I look at my room, and I'm like, Lord Jesus, like, I'm back at work here. I need my ladder.
Check it out. I consider myself a fashion-forward
individual.
Man.
Uh-huh.
Yet, I feel like I would be taking so much of my own time in the morning to be like, okay, which shoes am I going to go with today? Where's a Navajo orange? Because I'm going to wear this.
But it's not even, do you feel like it's like that? Like, I know what I want to wear.
Yeah.
And I don't have a hard time, like, locating it. It's just, why do I have so much stuff?
That's what I'd like to know, B.
It's like you have to know it's there just in case.
Mm-hmm. I know.
The fashion apocalypse comes.
I'm
just gonna wear it all.
I'm pretty much useless if that happens. The only thing I can do is make our tattered clothes like amazing. But I tell everyone that if the world ends, I'm pretty much useless. We'll be dressed well. Our little rags will be well put together.
Good. Well, I'm happy for
We're
that.
Gonna count on that, okay? We're gonna hold you to that. So I wanna know about mannequin pose. I'm sorry, I'm so fixated on mannequins.
You are.
But like, you know, lately they've been coming in poses, or they're like, you know, they used to just be standing up, but
no.
they come different poses.
Different
do you ones. Request those? Like, you know,
you
I need a dude squatting right here, I need a chick doing a cartwheel, and I need two kids holding hands running to this window display.
No, we did. At the last company I was in particular, the girl I was just with, her legs are one of the mannequins. Displays.
What does that mean?
So
what does that mean?
They took a picture of her posing, and so at the store now there's just legs on a stand, and we dress them in pants or whatever, but
uh-huh.
it's they're her pose. They're her legs.
They made a mold of them?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
So we were specific on the poses that they created.
So those are based off of people?
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that I have the physique of a mannequin.
Would you like to think that?
Yeah. But I don't know if they really
You see
are.
How she just laughed?
I was like...
I didn't say a buff mannequin. I said a mannequin.
Oh, Lord.
Well,
I feel like most male mannequins are kind of buff and bald, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
The ones in Nordstrom, the ones in Men's Furnishings, at least... I don't know. They're a little taller. Deb.
Okay.
But you're close. Uh-huh. You still do your morning run.
But
right?
I mean, yeah, once a month. To keep this physique. But so are they all modeled after people, or some of them just made? They say.
No, they would maybe even a magazine cutout or something. Like I said, we took a picture of my friend's legs. Our mannequins are mainly modeled after people.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Okay, I think I have some couple questions over here. Here we go.
Awesome.
QOD on Facebook says, what styles do you wish came back into fashion right now?
I think everything is back. The 90s are very popular right now, which is cool because I was a teenager in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in my, you know, in my time frame. I'm at... where I was at my high in
right.
high school.
Right.
So, I think everything is made its way back. I mean, you have your hipster grunge thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
You have your real suited, you know, tailored looks.
Mm-hmm.
You have your sneaker heads are full back. That went away for a really long time, especially for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the 90s are back. 80s never really left. Everyone still always pays homage to that. So I really
True.
Don't see anything, like, anything missing right now.
The only thing I could probably say is, and it had come back, and I think it will make its round again, but I've noticed, like the retro, like, disco era, because, you know, for a minute, like, the bell bottoms for women were very popular still, and those have kind of gone away. Like,
Bell bottoms are terrible on men, B, that's why.
Not for men. But they did wear them back then. But okay. I'm talking about, I just really haven't seen that fashion come back.
It depends on where you're at. A lot of the thrift store shoppers, mm-hmm. you will see that style more on
okay.
that hipster trend mm-hmm. person.
Okay.
It's more of, I would say it's almost hippie, but it still has a refine to it to where you it's not as obvious as what you're thinking of.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what it is. Okay. So, like I said, I really can't think of any style that I don't see because I'm a stalker. I'm always on the internet or Instagram or Facebook or a blog or something. I'm always looking to see what is hot and what isn't, and there's really nothing I don't see going on,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool. I think this is probably the best time in fashion I've ever seen in my life.
Write that down, hashtag. That's pretty dope. I like that. I'm glad to hear that because, you know, it's cool to be able to have so many eclectic styles out there to choose from, which I know we were kind of running out of time, but I did want to get to ask you about how stylists kind of go about their way of work, because I know for me, like, I love fashion and I love style, but I was thinking, like, I don't believe I would be great at seeing someone, learning about them, and being able to not put my style into them. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, you really have to know that person and know what would work best for them and not what you like, per se. How does that work?
The best training for me was working for a company because you had to follow their rules. So you, even though we did have a lot of creative freedom, you still put your opinion to the back burner to follow what their criteria was first.
Mm.
I think that really helped not style people with my personal style.
Right.
I am very edgy. I'm a tomboy. I'm a rocker. I'm still hip-hop. So you will still see that. Mm-hmm. I always taught my employees that you want to know that was Kia or that was you when you see that mannequin or see that display, but you still want to follow the rules
mm-hmm.
of whatever. It's really getting to know somebody. You have to know their fit, their style, their personality. You have to be empathetic.
But you still want to leave your signature is what it
sounds
like.
You still want to leave your stamp because it's like a painting. It's mm-hmm. It's art.
Mm-hmm.
You really want people to understand your reasoning and your vision for that art. And that's what I think. This is where I battle with a lot of people, especially now because styling and fashion has become the new rapper. And they miss out on the fact that this is art.
Yeah.
It is something that we live. It's a creativity that we are expressing, and it can be beautiful. And you don't understand the patterns and the colors and everything that's going on in our heads.
Sure.
It's actually like it's things going on up there, and it's just like painting a picture. And people miss that, and they don't understand. A lot of people just think, oh, I have style, I can dress people, and it's more than that.
No,
the passion, the love that we have, the people that really, really do this, like, I do a lot of things for free. It's mm-hmm. not because, like, I would love to be successful and do, you know, make a lot of money doing this, but it's my form of expression. Mm-hmm. That's how much I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So to get that out into the rest of the world for them to see, like, people didn't know every time you walked by that window that was me.
Right.
Like, that's special to me. You don't. I didn't have to have my name on that window for you to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So 100 million people or wherever nationwide did not know that was Kia. You know, so that's more important to me than anything. It is an art form.
Interesting. That's super cool. Can you grade my shirt in honest fashion? I got this at a thrift store last week.
I saw that, and I'm totally in love with it.
You are?
Yes.
Yes!
Got it.
This is two people in a row who like my fits.
Did you add me? Because I said I liked it.
Okay, three people in a row who like my fits. Ashley, do you like this? Four people in a row.
Another five.
Hand clap B, who like my fits. I like it because it says it's the 1990 Eagle Aloha Bowl
halftime show. Oh, so you're the halftime show.
Come
walking.
On,
what's up? Walking halftime show.
The other thing I like about this is size XL, but look how it fits me.
How fit it? Yeah.
What's up?
What up?
All right, before we get out of here, some people on Facebook and Twitter respond to us when we asked, what styles do you wish came back? Jasmine Rhodes said, I wish Cross Colors came back. What the hell is that?
You don't remember Cross Colors? No. It was like early 90s, TLC-ish. It was like the block of color.
Oh,
the
okay.
Baggy clothes.
Uh-huh.
I don't miss baggy clothes. I do think that people should be refined and fitted. I don't think everybody should be in skinny jeans.
Right, not everybody.
However, so I do like a tailor. I worked in men's suiting for a very long time, so I appreciate tailor.
I can so
and structure.
Feel
so
you on that, yes. And it's funny because I feel like I see the baggy jeans still with guys, like, you know, they're just still in that gangster era, and I'm just like, it just feels so old to me.
Yeah, you're like, you really?
Like, you're still on that hype, huh? Like,
you don't understand, it's 20 years later.
Yeah, it's just, okay.
This is the reject lines they use on guys. You just don't understand this. It's 20 years ago. Ashley May says, juicy shirts need to come back. Quick thoughts on that.
I'm not a big fan of being walk-in advertisement.
Me either. Like,
okay.
So either. I don't mind wearing juicy or wearing certain things. It depends on what it is too. I like Nike brand, especially vintage. So if it's vintage or retro, you might see a logo on me. But normally, I don't get paid for this. I'm not getting endorsed, so I don't want to wear it.
Yeah, I agree.
Indeed.
Marvin Sexton on Facebook says, throwback jerseys, bring it back.
Oh.
Oh, I love those.
His name is Marvin.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Marvin I'm all about my throwback jerseys.
I
have a collection. Mm-hmm.
I have three. Even though I'm not athletic, nor do I watch sports. But I just acquired some, and I want to wear them.
Oh, yeah. I'm throwback queen. I have a lot of jerseys.
Really?
I used to have a lot, but I gave them all away.
What the?
I know.
Shame on you.
It definitely should come back. I like
those. And lastly, Clarence Maple on Facebook says Jabo jeans and white tees. White t-shirts.
Oh, Jabo.
Oh, Jabo.
I've never heard of those. Jabo.
Jabo. Right. Jabberwocky jeans.
Write that one down. Jabo. There's no accent mark over here. Jabo.
I
hope that
I
was
mean,
a
the
joke.
Hot boy phase is over. Even Lil Wayne doesn't dress like that
girl.
Anymore. So, if we're going to do white tee and jeans, let's do James Dean. A nice fitted white V-neck with a nice pair of Levi's.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know?
And some slick hair in a fast car.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Awesome. Kia, thank you for hanging out with us today.
Despite
thank
your illness,
you
did
for
fantastic.
Having me.
Can you throw out, like, your, if you want to, your Instagram or people can follow you? Because I want to follow you.
I'm following her.
Already. I mean, I just picture you Instagramming amazing stuff, being a visual merchandiser.
I hope I do. I have.
She does.
A good feedback and people, you know, respond to me well, which thank you, by the way, if anyone's listening, is faster_than_fashion.
Oh, I think you've liked one of my things before.
I just like seeing her stuff. Like, so I don't, I'm not on Instagram very often. You guys know I'm, you know, pray for me. I struggle with online stuff, but whenever I do see, like, my feed or whatever through Instagram, like, her stuff is always really cool. Just like, oh yeah, I like how she did that. Just like with fashion, like, if you're into fashion, her to follow her is really cool because you get ideas.
Uh-huh.
And that's always
thank
fun.
You.
I'm gonna like all your pictures so you can like take a screenshot of that, but shout out
to my supporters
for all the insta love. Hashtag insta love. Just kidding, I'm not gonna
I
do that
you.
And don't do that either. Just I will like your stuff, but I'm not thirsty like that. Okay, I like when kids do that. Kids, please. Do your homework, too. It's not all about Instagram.
Oh,
God. Kia, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I've learned a lot. I have a lot of notes. I'll be hashtagging all these tomorrow morning on Instagram.
Thank you.
We're always on Instagram and Twitter, @SacSunset, as well as Facebook.com/SacramentoSunset, as well as on your television screen here in Sacramento, Thursday nights at 8:30, the Sacramento Sunset on Comcast and SureWest Channel 17, as well as AT&T U-verse, Channel 99, Thursdays at 8:30 p.m., the Sacramento Sunset, just like this, but on TV, and a little quicker.
Yes.
So in the meantime, I want to thank everyone on the cast and crew of the Sacramento Sunset, and our lovely guest, Kia. I'm going to go home and visualize my bedroom after this, so if you'll excuse me. So for Kia and Brittany Buna-Rossman, I'm Vince Vaccari, wishing you all good luck, good health, and good times. Good night.
Good night.